We know that throughout Shas, whenever there's a machlokes b'shami beiselol, almost always b'shami go l'chumra and beiselol go l'kula. And it l'chayr is not a coincidence. This should always work out that way. There l'chayr is some reason why b'shami always are machmer and beiselol are mekel. And the Ramak from the Gedalia Mekubalim in the Sefer Pardes Rimeinim is masber that this is not a coincidence, but b'shami sharish was from midas adin, beiselol sharish was from midas arachamim, midas achesed, and therefore b'shami tend to go l'chumra and beiselol tend to go l'kula based on the sharish of their neshama. But then he asks a kashan himself. He says, "B'lamaisa, we do see certain exceptions. We find times where Bishami goes l'kula and Bisil goes l'chumra. Like over here in our Mishnah, Be'eshnol b'yamtiv, the three machlekesim and the first mission be'ah, Bishami go l'kula and Bisil go l'chumra. So if their shita is dependent on the kayach hanefesh of din and chesed, why is it that sometimes they seem to say the opposite of their shayrish on neshama and Bisil goes l'chumra and Bishami goes l'kula? The mashal by Be'eshnol b'yamtiv. What's the pshat in that?" So this is the kasha of the Ramak, and the Ramak answers a couple words. Bekitzer, he says the following words. He says, "V'tam achilif al derech hineni bini." The reason for the chilif, the reason why they switch, is al derech, like the pasuk says, hineni bini. That's all he says. And the question is, what does he mean with that? What is he answering that the reason why sometimes Bisham Mesil switch Rishitas is because of hineni bini? And I think that the Hesber, what he's saying, could be like this. This pasuk of Hineni Bni, he's quoting the pasuk by the Akedah, which says, "V'yomer Avi," Yitzchak said to his father, "V'yomer Avi," and Avram Avinu said back to him, "Hineni Bni." So what is the conversation over there? What's going on? He says, "V'yomer Avi," he answers, "Hineni Bni." They don't seem to be saying anything. So what is the shakl v'tayr over there? So the Shlah brings down B'shem Lezayr that the pshat is like this. He says that when Yitzchak said to his father, "V'yomer Avi," he's really asking him a kasha. He's saying, "You're coming here to do the Akedah to me. This Akedah is something which is shaykh to Midas Adin, Midas Akvura. This is not your Midah. You're the Midas Achet." So he said to his father, "V'yomer Avi, Avi, my father." In other words, he's being madgish the midah of his father, midas achesed. How could you do this if your midah is midas achesed? And Avraham Avinu answered. He says, "Hineni bini." He said, "Now hineni bini. Now I am my son. I am you. I am Yitzchak, because the midah of Yitzchak Hayadua was the midah of Gvura, the midah of Din." And Avraham Avinu was telling him that sometimes you have to change your midah. You have to go out of your midah and do the opposite of your midah. That gufa is your nisayan. And right now, hineni bini, I'm being mislabish in your midah, the midah of Din, not my midah, which is the midah of Chesed. And that's the meaning of those words, hineni bini. And I think that's l'chayr what the Ramak means. That's what he's trying to say, that it's true, Bishamay was din and Beisela was chesed, but derech klal, but sometimes the avoid of a person is to go and do the opposite of his midah, the opposite of what's his natural netiyah, and to be mishapach, and to do the opposite midah, like we find by the Akedah, hineinu bini, and he says, that's a pshat, why sometimes we find that there are chlifu duchtayu, Bishamay go lakula, Beisela go lachumra. That's the bechina of hineinu bini, when a person's avoid is to go the opposite of his nature, to do the opposite of your sharish on neshama, and to do the other midah, and that's the pshat, why you find in a couple machlekesim, the mashon our mishnah over here, these three machlekesim, where Bishami went le kula, Bisila and lechumra. This is al derech hineni bini. This is when you're going out of your midah and doing the opposite of what your natural netiyah is, and that's really the test of a true Eved Hashem. Rebbe Kamenetsky is marich about this, where you find by the avos each av was nisnasin, the hepech of his midah. The mashal Yaakov Avinu had all these nisanis with sheker to do in yonim of sheker, even though his midah was midas ha'emes, because where do you see if you're a true Eved Hashem? If you're willing to Eved Hashem, even when it's the opposite of your netiyah, that's where the true Ava comes out, and that could be after a Hesber, and why you find in a certain Machlekesim, in this mission over here, the Beishami goes l'kula, and Beisilo go l'chumra.